Wow, isn't that so amazing? That story can be seen in the Bible. And so the food isn't the only miracle here. So this miracle can be seen in all four of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And these books of the Bible all share about Jesus' life. This was a big miracle if it was included in all of them. And did you see that before this miracle happened, Jesus noticed them? He saw that they were hungry, and not just for food. He noticed their needs to physically feed them, but also to give them hope and the truth. Jesus didn't turn them away. He welcomed them in and provided for them. He met them where they were, and he fed them from the 5 loaves and 2 fish. But also, through his teachings and care, it fed the people with hope, truth, and a purpose. The crowd left with their hearts as full as their stomachs, and the same is true for us today. His care wasn't just for the big crowd, it reaches us now. Jesus will meet our needs, physical, emotional, and spiritual. He will meet us where we are. Whatever you are facing today, Jesus sees you, cares for you, and is ready to provide for you. He knows what we need, so let's open our hearts to him. For a minute, let's turn back to that little boy. He gave all of what he had, and it wasn't much, but it was everything. He generously gives all of his packed lunch to Jesus. Jesus took it, blessed it, and multiplied it. That little boy's generosity reminds me of a time from university. I was part of the Christian Union Committee. I felt God nudge me to take people out for coffee, just to get to know them. But money can be tight, and our committee budget didn't cover coffee dates. And I didn't know if I'd be able to take people out for coffee. And a few days later, a friend I wasn't that close with gave me her Cafe Nero card, and it had 3 free coffees on it. It might not sound like much, but it meant a lot to me. It meant this unexpected gift allowed me to take 3 new people out for coffee, to hear their stories, to get to know them, to help them feel at home. It may have been a few cups of coffee, but it was a big blessing to be able to do so. God provided exactly what was needed. God saw my needs, and he used the small gift that my friend gave and offered, took it, and used it in big ways. Just like that little boy's lunch. When we offer what little we have, even just a coffee card, God can multiply it in ways we don't expect. So how would you feel if you were that little boy? Do you think Jesus would have been able to take that little lunch to feed everyone? Maybe you're thinking, God could never use my little, my small offering. But what you offer may feel small, but in the hands of Jesus, small offerings can become big blessings. And so, bring what you can. Remember, the little boy gave away all of his lunch, and Jesus took it, gave thanks, and everyone was able to eat. So just as we have given thanks for the food we've collected today, let's also remember that Jesus meets our needs, takes our offerings, and multiplies it. Are you willing to offer what you have? Maybe that's our time, our gifts, and we should open our hearts to him. Because when we do, he takes it, blesses it, and multiplies it. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you that you notice and that you see us and that you care for us. Thank you for what we have collected and offered today. Thank you for the little boy's lunch, which fed everyone. Help us to trust in you and give you all we have. It may be small, but it comes in a big blessing through you. Use our gifts, our time, and our hearts for you. Take what we offer, bless it, and multiply it. In your name, amen.